All right, one second. So the Mishnah, is on Chaf Aleph, I'm on Aleph and Sukkim. Okay? Shh. Go.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, envy your chametz, ela sreifa.
Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda holds what?
That there is no, you don't have your chametz without other
birds. All right, so if you just said the Mishnah, what would you obviously assume?
Whenever you see the chametz, that's not you have to burn.
Right, okay.
So, you assume that you could just get rid of it.
No, no. If you had the Mishnah in front of you, Rabbi Yehuda, right? It's the only way to get the only way to get rid of chametz going to Rabbi Yehuda is going to be sreifa. That's it, sreifa. Okay, all right. Now, what do the chachamim say?
The chachamim umrim af mifrad
mifarer
vezora la ruach or matiliyah.
Okay.
So, and the chachamim say you can even throw it into the wind. Or throw it into the water.
Okay, so now you see that little asterisk by the Aleph there, by the Aleph? You know why that's there?
What asterisk?
Like you don't have that?
The Dalit?
Yeah, some
sort of. So why does that make a difference?
Because different gears
building off of.
Come on.
Right, building off, or is it, are they mutually exclusive?
Right, so are the Chachamim saying that we argue with Rabbi Yehuda and that you can't use Strefa, and it's Mefar Zora Ruach or Mataliyam? Or are they saying you can use Strefa, but you could also use this method also?
Wasn't that what the word off does?
Yeah, so there's a question whether it includes off or not. You'll see.
The off sounds easier.
What? Okay. Yeah, you'll see later on. Yeah. It's unclear. There's another way. There's also two ways you can read their position. What are the two ways to read the Chachamim's position?
Yeah.
Do you read the Mishnah to say, Mefarer Vizor the Ruach? That's what you do for option A. O Mataliyam, option B. So option A, I got to take my loaf, break it up into little crumbs, and then throw it to the wind. Option B is I can throw the whole loaf into the water, or do you read it to say, mifarer, colon, meaning no matter what, I've always got to break up the loaf of bread, and now the question is whether I choose to...
Like an actual
of course. Before we get into the... all you have to know right now is that if you have chametz, right, after, let's say, the sixth hour on Pesach Eve, what must you do with that bread? Get rid of it. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn it. Okay? You have to burn it. Okay, so... Yeah, well, and because but then on what then on the status of the chametz is Isra Midoraisa, okay. All right, so all we're going to explore right now is we're all exploring right now is honestly in the Gemara is a pure theoretical possibility. There's no practical application, so you have to ignore how you paskin. Okay, just worry about like practical. Conceptually speaking, you'll see the Gemara takes us down a very strange road. Okay, one background. So what do you have to, did you look at the pasuk in the Torah?
No.
What does it say? It says Shivas Yomim Matzoso Chelu Ach Bayom Harishon. Right on the first day, what do you have to do? Tashbisu Seor Mibatechem. Okay. Why do you have to do? What does Tashbisu mean? So we don't know. Actually, we don't know what that means. Get rid of it. How? We don't know. Why? Ki Kol Ochal Chametz V'Nechrasa Nefeshim Yisrael. Okay. Because you don't. Why do you have to get rid of it? Because if you don't get rid of it, what are you going to get? Kares. That's the worst kind of punishment. I'm not getting into the philosophy of kares. All right, whatever that is, it's some horrible punishment. Okay. So now look at this Gemara now. Okay, David, read the Gemara now.
All right. On the next page.
You see what it is?
Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Enbior Vechot. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Enbior Chametz, Ela Sreifa.
Okay, so now, what does he say?
So he just says what he said in the Mishnah. Right, I'm going back to it. Like, there's no...
Good. So we know there's a separate prohibition that exists by chametz, right? That when Pesach starts, if you have any bread in your domain, in your rishus, what's the halacha? You're over an iser. Okay. So we have to get a little bit of. I assume you guys did this. You have to get a little facts right here, not missing facts, but facts you have to know about. Okay. So let's understand. We have chametz and no sar. Okay. And nosar. All right. What's nosar?
That's all for the korban.
Okay. So when does that take place, by the way? What's the hour where it becomes a problem?
Hatos.
No.
6 hours.
Halos. Okay. So you have until... So from nighttime... From the time the korban's brought until, let's say, halos, it's considered X. And then what happens after halos? Right? It turns into Y. And Y is nosar. Okay? Yes. So far, so good?
Correct.
There's no trick here. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Similarly speaking, by the way, chametz is 100% mutter until what happens?
6 hours.
6 hours, and then it turns into?
1 6 hours.
Okay. Next. No sar. Okay. if you allow the korban to become nosar, okay, if the kohen allows that to take place, he's over.
And
isser. You guys do that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So usser to allow. Okay? If this if the chametz becomes the bread becomes chametz after the sixth hour, right? What happens automatically?
Over
nisr. Over nisr. Okay?
Fix something.
But 1 second. What is sir are you over?
Okay.
Baal Yirai. But there's no Baal Yirai here. Okay? What?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
That's Lotz Tzir. Lotz Tzir Rimei Nohar Bogar. It's the
how do you know that? Oh, very good. That's the next Gemara.
It's just the puzzle. It's the puzzle. Lotz Tzir Rimei Nohar Bogar.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, just keep that in mind, okay? Keep that in mind. Okay.
What does it say in the box?
I want...
Baal...
You're supposed to be able to read this.
Be quiet, yo. Baal Yirai. Is that better? Okay.
No.
All right, so now... Now what's no? So again, so what's the, now what's his comparison? He's going to say, let's turn to nosar, okay? So by nosar, when it turns into y, what's the solution? Sreifa, right? So too by chametz sreifa. Okay. Now before you even get into the Kal v'Chomer, the first question you should ask is that what's driving Rabbi Yehuda to go to a Kal v'Chomer? You got to understand what this is the key question here. If you don't get the key question, it's going to be very difficult to understand. Well, actually, very difficult, but it becomes a little more problematic understanding the theoretical process here. What's the question?
The question.
What's bothering Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he turn to this Kal v'Chomer? I want an answer.
Okay, so because Strafa is the only surefire way to get rid of.
No, that's what he said. We know that's what he said.
No,
but there's a
Did he say it's a surefire way? Or does he just say that's?
No, no, that's surefire. Rabbi Yehuda is saying this is the way to do it. Rabbi Yehuda is a big problem though. What's his problem? What do you mean? How do we do it? Strafa. What's his problem though?
Situation.
What's the problem though? What?
No,
what's his problem?
He's not allowing other.
No, 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 no. That's what the Gemara is going to tell us. Before you even get to the Gemara, what's the problem? Why does he have to go down this road of Nosar? What pushes him here? Why does he have to go down this road?
He doesn't know.
Okay, but why does he have to do that?
He likes it.
No, no.
He's a pirate. I think there's nothing indicative of Strafa in the Pasuk.
Yeah. Okay. There's no. He's holding me d'oraisa. What do you have to use? But the Torah says what?
Tashbisu.
It doesn't say to burn it. So there's no Torah source for Shreifa. So what does he have to do? He has to rely on logic. Okay. He's got to rely on some sort of logical way to prove that Shreifa is the only way to do it. You understand? That's what's pushing him. What's pushing him is that the Torah never says you can't. You have to use Shreifa. Torah says Tashbisu. Whatever the heck that means. But doesn't say Shreifa. If the Torah would have said, if you could, if he doesn't try to darshan out, there's no drush that tells you it could be Strafa. The Torah doesn't say anything about burning, okay? So what is he forced to do? What did he say?
Gematria.
Gematria. Why didn't you use Gematria? Okay, so what? He has no choice but to do what now? Now, what you said, Ellie, a second ago makes sense. He needs a precedent. He's going to say, oh, I'll tell you, the Torah doesn't have to tell us that. Why? Because we had that by Nosar. But not just a precedent. It's saying that it's more than that. It's not just a precedent. What's it saying? It's saying what?
What's a copy?
Well, let me ask another question, okay? Before you even investigate the Kal v'Chomer, okay? Srefa. What does Srefa mean? Don't just say burning.
Destruction.
Think logically. But so does Tashbisu. Oh, your destruction. Okay, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Total and utter obliteration.
Okay.
You're destroying the Chametz as opposed to removing the Chametz.
Okay, so there's something going on here by Srefa. Srefa, you would definitely agree with the following. In the scheme of getting rid of objects, right? There's like throwing it in the trash, right? There's scattering it in the wind. This seems to be pretty what? This isn't just getting rid of it. What's it doing?
It's gone.
It's gone. Okay, it's gone.
It's re-identified.
Right? You're basically, in a non-physics way, you're eliminating this from reality, right? That's Strafa's a different mechanism. Strafa's trying to take an object and what?
The chemical way.
Of course it can, because?
No, the chemical way, you are eliminating it as a... food.
Right, right. Oh, slow down. Don't get too fancy yet. But you are eliminating what Srefa will accomplish is an elimination of the object.
Right.
Of course, it's not really limited.
Even chemistry.
What? Yeah, but it still equals MC squared. But anyway, what do you call it?
Find this energy. That energy's
right.
Not...
Exactly. Not really getting rid of anything. But okay. So that's what Srefa is. Right. So far, so good. Okay.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, knowing that he has to be pushed into this position, all three possibilities, because there's no Torah source for it, and B. That he's looking for some paradigm. There's something in Srefa, and that's why I think the Gemara is going to start going through step by step. There's something about Srefa he's looking for that Srefa accomplishes that simply throwing something in the wind wouldn't accomplish. Now we can take the first possibility. Okay, is that clear so far?
Yeah.
Clear? Any questions on that? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the conclusion that he's going against.
Very funny. Very, very funny. What's the Gemara say?
So, in your comments, I'll say, "For the Hadino ten, the man that has eno beval yore, the val yimsat tal."
Semicolon. Okay. So just like by nosar, right, David?
Yeah.
Nosar, right, requires nosar has no isser of bal yirah b'yamatzeh, right? There's no special additional prohibition of you can't have this thing in your rishos, and yet you have to use sreifa. Okay, but chametz, which has this additional component, this additional prohibition of bal yirah b'yamatzeh. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You certainly have to do straight up. Does that make any sense?
Of course it does.
Maybe we'll get it from one.
Well, just be a little more honest here. Really, does that make any sense? Well, what's the Gemara?
Technically, it is a fallacy, but.
Let's be careful with fallacies against the Gemara. But come on, does this make any sense? Why? Obviously, my tone should indicate that it doesn't make any sense. Why does that make any sense? What's very weird about this?
Just because that different is certain.
Right, so the Gemara is trying to be mathematical. The Gemara is saying that, okay, when this thing becomes Y, so now there's no additional Isser. So this is what, Y plus 1? So what do we care? Why is that like a legitimate position?
Isn't that logical syllogism?
It's not really syllogism.
No?
All right, so that's the Gemara's first premise, okay? First premise is, learn that from Nosar, and say, both these require Sreifa, Nosar requires Sreifa, and it doesn't have that additional Isser. That which does have the additional Isser, of course, doesn't require Sreifa. But, okay, I'm personally not moved by that, but what's the Gemara's response, David?
All right, Amrulah, Kol Din Shata, Shukol Shata Dan, Tadkhil Lehachmir Vesopol Lehakel, Enodin.
Which means what?
You're making it meant that like you're any like sort of logic that you're using that starts that with by making it more strict,
right?
At the ending it makes it weaker. It can't really be some illogical.
Okay, so first the Gemara takes up the rule book and says, listen, you got a problem here because what's going to happen? Your suggestion of a chumrah, meaning what's the game he's playing? The game he's playing is that Kav Chumrah game, which is that if you're going to tell me by A, which is Mekel. How's it makel? Because it doesn't have bayra b'matzah, but yet strefa. The chumrah one is chametz. But now follow to his logical conclusion. If that were true, okay, you're going to end up in a makel position. What's makel? Okay, so it means like this. You can't go from kal to chomer and then be the result of the chomer equaling the kal. How? If you're not following, don't worry. But look at the practical case. Because the Gemara says,
lo matzah it seems less or pro. Yahal yoshev v'betal.
Yosheva Bato, right? Yeah. But here's the problem. I live in a desert, okay? Uh-oh. I forgot that I have a very limited wood supply in my area, right? Or let's call it a no wood supply in my area. And now what happens is that it's Erev Pesach, 6 hour passes, and now what do I have in front of me?
Chametz that you can't burn.
Chametz, and I can't burn it because I don't have fuel, right? So the Gemara is, now you have to read the Gemara the right way. The Gemara is saying, Yosheva Bato, are you suggesting? I mean, the Gemara is like incredulous. It's saying to Rabbi Yehuda, you're out of your mind. Because you're actually suggesting a possibility that what's going to happen, I have this substance that without question is usser, right? And I'm over the isser bal yirah b'yamatzeh. Okay, in fact, you know how often I'm over the isser bal yirah b'yamatzeh when I have chametz in my house? Every second that goes by. Don't ask me how to quantify that. But every second that goes by, you are over this isser bal yirah b'yamatzeh. Okay? However that works, right? So how could that be? How could the Torah not provide a solution for this situation?
That's because Rabbi Yehuda took the pasuk.
Oh, don't answer yet. No, don't answer yet.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says that one last move. The Gemara says what?
It said the Hatorah Amra
Tashbisu.
Shiftu.
No. Tashbitu. There you go. Or come on, you're going to be Israeli soon. Tashbitu. No, Tashbitu. 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 Yeah. So or. Keep going, Dave. No, mi batechem. Okay. B'chol davar. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda, now here's going to, before you get to the problem, I know what about to ask, what you're going to ask, Ellie, before we get to that. The Gemara's answer is very simple. The Gemara's saying, 1 second. But the Torah clearly provides us with a positive idea that what do you have to do to this bread? You have to get rid of it, right? So how could Rabbi Yehuda possibly allow this conclusion to emerge when the Torah clearly has a precedent or a clear pasuk that says, get rid of this chametz by any means possible. Okay? Okay. Now, of course, the question you can ask immediately is, what's your cue, Elias?
Well, I mean, this pasuk is bringing a different Isra than...
What?
Different mitzvah than Bali or Bali Matzah.
That's one question. No, I meant the last point, though.
Oh, I mean, the Kaval Homer thing? I mean, the Kaval...
No, the Tashbisu. Where did Rav Yehuda go...
Oh, I mean, like, why do you think it defined it originally?
Right, in other words, Rav Yehuda's... okay, fine. Let's assume Rav Yehuda's an intelligent guy, right? I mean, with all due respect to the Gemara, I mean, you know, give us a few minutes. We could have thought of this kind of kasha also, okay? Yeah. How did Rav Yehuda miss this? Let's assume he's a smart guy. Did he miss this?
You made Tashbisu differently.
Right. Did
okay.
So Rav Yehuda says, you're right, checkmate. Right? So he's going to throw out another possibility. This one's, I mean, when I first read this, I was like, this is even worse. That's true. Check. You're right. You're right. He's going to checkmate it later. Okay, go on.
Notar asur v'achila.
Notar.
Notar asur v'achila. V'chametz asur v'achila.
Okay, so now automatically you should be bothered by this because now what is he saying? He's saying, he's using a different variable,
analogy.
Right? What?
Good old grand analogy.
Yeah, because what's the problem with the analogy, though?
It stinks.
Why does it stink? I agree with you,
though. Not even an Israel
right.
has
okay.
a sign.
It doesn't permit it. It just shows a similar aspect.
Right, so let's be a little more precise. In other words, the problem
is an accident of the...
Okay, that's a good way to put it. That's a great way to put it. Right, one idea is that, you're right, there's two questions you can ask automatically. One is, it's generic, right? And number two, it's an accident. You're right. It just happened. You're right, so it's usher, but a million things are usher to eat, right? Yeah. So what kind of analogy is this? All right. But he says they're both usher and achila, and therefore what? Okay, so now the Gemara is almost like laughing because it's going to say to itself, well, now we can shoot this down in like 2 seconds. What's the Gemara going to say now? Amrulo, they said to him,
Nevela. Nevela tochiach shasura b'achila ve'eno teona.
Sreifa, right? Yeah, but 1 second. But what do we know? We know Nevela. Okay, now what's Nevela?
Lab yafka to every Yisrael.
No.
Nevela is a cow that was killed by normal means.
Okay, good. Meaning not shechted, right? So now keep in mind what happens. Remember, before the animal is, what's the animal defined as before it's Nevela?
A cow,
right? And now it acquires this new status because it was killed incorrectly. That's called nevela, right? Are you allowed to eat nevela?
No.
Oh, wow, so we just shot him down in 2 seconds. I mean, come on. Okay, now, Ellie's right. If you learn this as only nevela exclusive to any other thing that has a change of status to become usher, the Gemara has a big problem. So Ellie wants to say it's a lav dafka, meaning that nevela is representative of a category. Like in fact, all these are representatives of categories, meaning, as a good example... Nevela, but doesn't only mean nevela. It means there's a million things that also have a change in status that produces an Isra Achila. Right. But it wouldn't be the same thing as, what's it not like though, eating wise? It's not like, let's say, chazer. Because pig is. Oh, it's right. It's intrinsically defined as being prohibited. Whereas here, what happened?
As an extra quality.
Right, exactly. Always keep that in mind. What's going on here is you have something that was X and turned into Y. Right? So now that it's Y, the Isra emerges. It's a change in status that produces the Isra. Okay, next possibility in the Gemara.
All right,
so now you understand. So now Rav Yehuda's, what do you call it? How's he going to answer this now? Okay, because you see, there's other things that are asur b'achila. You don't have to do straight for. Okay, so he comes back and says,
Amar lahem, ha-prash,
hefresh,
notar.
Okay, notar is different. Oh, excuse me, hefresh. There's a difference. There is a difference. Okay, notar.
Notar asur b'achila.
Uvahana. Okay, v'chametz aser b'achila. You gotta get that tone in there.
Yeah.
Uvahana. There you go.
Aser b'achila uvahana.
Good. Okay, and therefore ma.
As ma notar ta'on seifa, av chametz ta'on seifa.
Okay, so that's possibility too. It turns out there's another dimension that exists here. Now is it aser b'achila, but also aser in hana. What's hana?
Benefits.
Right. Okay, so now what have we done? It sounds like we've narrowed the spectrum now. Before, an Isra Achila is this big, right? There are fewer things that are forbidden in both eating and benefit, right? Okay, but again, it sounds like Rav Yehuda didn't do his research. Because now the Gemara says, 1 second.
Amru lo, sor haniskal, yokiyach sha'asor v'achila, ve'bahana.
Okay, now what's a shor niskal?
That's the one that you're stoning, ox you're stoning.
Good. Okay, so in that case, right, after it's stoned, what's the status of the carcass?
Can't get it.
Right, so not only is it usher to eat, right, but it's also Asher to get Hanah from. So guess what? Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, again, was he missing, like, the computer?
Maybe, I don't think so with the carcass. It didn't have bar elan. If it dies from stones, it could never be.
Right, but that, but Nevela, like, you have
even before.
No, but you could have Hanah. Fine, no, I know, but what do you worry about before if it's alive? I'm saying you can get Hanah from Nevela.
I'm saying it was condemned.
Whatever. Who cares? The point. The important thing here is what is that it has both features, and we have something else. We have Z, right? It doesn't matter what it is. That also has an Isser Achil and Hanah. But David, as the Gemara says, and yet we don't do what.
We came from the fats and
Asur Achila.
Wait, where were we?
The Ain, Talon Srefa.
The Ain, Talon Srefa.
Right?
Ain, Talon Srefa. Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Okay, so that's strike two. Okay, so what's the last possibility?
Amar Lahen, Hefresh, Ve Chamit Asor, Ve Achila, Ve Uvehana, Ve Anosh Kare.
Okay, so that's the last possibility in section two, which is that it turns out that what? That Nosar, that they're going to say that they, what do they have in common? That they have three things. They're Asr and Achila, and Asr and Hanah. And if you violate the prohibition, what do you get? The worst punishment possible. Okay?
Now here
is that's true. I only asked it in the beginning. Yeah. Well, maybe. We'll see. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara then says, Chalbo Shal Shor Niskal. Okay, so what do we see? We see the chelev, right, the fats of this animal. It has this, isn't this, okay? So without looking at the next page, the Gemara then says chazar, and he gives a third possibility, which we'll probably take up tomorrow. Okay, so we have two main possibilities in front of us, right? Okay, so we have possibility one is the weird kalachomer. The possibility two sounds like accidental feature, arbitrary categorization, right, of Isra Chila. And then, to sneak out of it, what does he do? The Anan Hana, and then Anash Karis, which again, seems to reflect Rabbi Yehuda's, how did he not know about this? I mean, again, this doesn't require, you don't need a sophisticated degree to know that each one of these possibilities will end up in you're busted, basically. How do you not anticipate that? So how do we get Rabbi Yehuda to escape from this? Yes, your observation about Srefa is correct. Srefa, what does it do? What makes it different than, let's say, breaking something up and throwing it to the wind, is that Srefa, in halachic terminology, removes the chaloshem identity of the substance, right? If you're moving it, right? It's no longer the finest chametz anymore, right? So that's the solution for when you have this korban that's nosar. How do you ensure it's no longer nosar korban? By burning it. That I agree with. But he's not just saying that you're trying to skip to the end game. What about the middle step, which the Gemara says, okay, very nice. And just like nosar doesn't have Baal Yerabai Matzeh, but nonetheless, you do Srefa. Even more so when it comes to Chametz, which has Baal Yerabai Matzeh, we do Srefa.
Right.
How do you answer that step? You're skipping to the end game of Tashbisu. It's looking at it through the lens of the status of this object. Okay? What's the status? Right, but hold on. What's the status of this object? Okay? Meaning, what happens before and it's Mutter and now becomes Asr, which I'm going to define what that is soon, but the status of the object. But when you start putting in the realm of Ochel, what's the paradigm shift in the Gemara now?
It's Ochel with an extra added-on aspect.
So what's it trying to do? You're right. When you say you're trying to destroy the quality of chametz, what you're really saying... What's the requirement of straight? What's straight for doing now? It's different than... What? It makes it inedible, right? So that's not focusing anymore... Come on, this is your cue. That's not focusing anymore simply on what?
The quality of chametz.
It's not focusing on the object anymore. Rather, what's it trying to do? What? What's it? What is it? Okay, which means what? What's the objective then? What's the objective of destroying this thing? It's not an objective in getting rid of the chatzah. Okay, good. It's stopping you from eating it, which means what are you really doing? You're severing the relationship between you and the object. There's a difference between saying that my obligation is to destroy an object, right? This object can't exist. I must get rid of it. To severing my relationship with the substance. That's why it's a din and ochel. When you put it in the realm of Ochel, Ochel is man's way of relating to this substance. He says, like, I wouldn't put it so far as say the quality of chametz, but I don't think we're disagreeing. The idea is that when the second possibility, when it says it's an Isra Achila, that's not concerning anymore about the status of the chetzah. It's saying, you know what? We have to ensure that there's no relationship whatsoever between the individual and this object, right? Why do you have to say that? There's a huge conceptual difference between that and saying that this object now is usher. There's a difference. There's a difference between saying that this thing became toxic and saying that I can't relate to this thing anymore as well, I won't call it function, but the way it normally is. Okay, I have to destroy its foodity. It's food nature. I make up words all the time. It's foodness, right? That's what I have to destroy. Okay, I all the time. But okay, now what's that? Now I'm gonna throw it back. Now Ellie, prove to me, Ellie, show me why that has to be the case. How do you see that in the second possibility?
Well, that's why I focus on the external qualities of Israel.
Because each one is expressing what? A greater
Israel's food.
Right, which right. Attachment. What? Right. In other words, each one is saying, in other words, each one is a stronger expression of a severance in the nature of the relationship. I will get to Anishkaris later on, why Anishkaris. But I'm saying, you see that from Achil Dahana, it's one thing to say that this thing, I can't eat it. But if I can't benefit from it, even more of a reason why I have to sever the relationship. You understand? So when they say I can't eat the thing, that's one severance of relationship through destruction. But to say the thing is Asr and Hana, again, narrows the field, but even more of a reason why, I have to get rid of it. Okay? That still doesn't answer this. All right? But that's the shift. The shift is, this is dealing with the status of the object itself. This is dealing with the way I relate to the object. Right? This, you can have something that the Torah can come along and say, because of the change in the status of the object, you got to get rid of it. Right? It can't be allowed to exist anymore. That stems from the object. And the other logical way of looking at it is that the way I relate to the object, I only relate to chametz as what? As food. So what's Sreifa doing? Sreifa is ensuring that it's no longer food. Okay, but that's not what the first side's saying. First side's not looking at it that way. That's the paradigm. That's the shift. Okay, that's the overall shift between one and two. Okay. I allowed this korban to become nosar, right? That's what happened. Now there's a problem though. Because it's now nosar, what do I have to do? Why? Those are because Torah said so, but why? No, what's it telling us? What's it telling us about the fact that I have to do Sreifa? What's it telling us? The fact that I got to do Sreifa is that I was over in Israel, but what can't I do? I can't
continue being.
Well, there has to be some type of resolution to the fact that I was over this Israel. I can't allow this thing to continue to exist, right? But it doesn't stem from the object itself. But chametz, if you add bayrol by matzah, what we're really saying by chametz is, here's something where in the very substance itself, in the very object, exists a perpetual state of isser. Okay? Loso Sir is telling you, I need a solution to solve the problem of nosar. Bayrol by matzah is saying that I can't allow, once this thing becomes chametz, the very existence of this thing is a problem. Intrinsically. Yes?
Why isn't it better to just say that you're at the